What can be said about Lindy Morrison that hasn't already been said? Probably not much. I'm just going to say it again. Musician, activist, social worker, Lindy Morrison is Australian indie rock royalty. From her days with the Go-Betweens, whose status as one of Australia's most influential and seminal bands increases every year as they pick up a younger generation of fans. Lindy was a rare female drummer in the 80s when drums were certainly a male-dominated instrument, a fact that's only contributed to Lindy's influence. There's been various side projects, advocacy on behalf of all Australian musicians as part of Lindy's work with the Phonographic Performance Company of Australia and Support Act. And now she's in a new band called Snarsky Circus Lindy Band, who have a new record out called Someone Said That Someone Said. To talk about all of the above and more, we welcome to the 2SER Breakfast Studios your once and future monarch, Lindy Morrison. Morning, Lindy.
Good morning, Danny. Thank you for that very, very cumbersome introduction.
Did I cover everything? Did I miss anything out important?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, you've lived through it, so why would you want to look back at it? Or onwards and upwards, I imagine. And that's what you're doing right now. Got the new band out, the Snarsky Circus Lindy Band. How did this one come about?
I went to see Rob play in Marrickville and Camelot, I think it was.
Oh, yes.
I'd had a few drinks. I'd been out to lunch with a journalist called Jack Mark from Broken Hill, and I'd had a little bit too much to drink, and his songs can be very, very sad.
Yeah.
A lot of his songs are very, very poignant, emotional and sad. And when he came to the table after he'd finished playing, I was in fact slightly weepy.
Oh.
And I said to him, I'm not going to come and see you again. Your material's too sad. And a while later, a friend of mine, Peter Milton Walsh from the Apartments, was going to Canberra to see him play and said, oh, why don't you come with him and his partner, Kate? And I said, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like a good trip. And I went, and when Rob found out I was coming, he invited me to play with him in Canberra. He said, bring a snare and do some brushes. Well, I did that. And I have to say, I feel very sorry for the audience in Canberra that night because because it was pretty, didn't really work that well using brushes. It was pretty too linear, too boring, no dynamic, you know. And then Rob said, well, why don't you have another go? And next time I used sticks and worked out a whole lot of patterns and did a lot of thinking about it.
And thusly, and so thusly, the Snarsky Circus Lindy Band was born.
Yeah, that's how it was formed. And of course, we played with Shane O'Mara, who was Rebecca's Empire, and Eva Graham Lee, who was in the Triffids, and Dan Kelly, who plays with Paul Kelly. But Dan Kelly can't make it all the time because there's no harder working band than Paul Kelly's.
Yeah.
He's always on the road.
Wow, and it is a supergroup as well there, because for people who don't know who Rob Snarsky is, part of the Black Eyed Susans and the Triffids there as well, and to have all that group there together, it's just sort of, it is the very definition of a supergroup if you love your Australian music.
Well, it would be an alternate supergroup, would it not?
Maybe like
we're
evil group.
We're all from the alternate music culture.
Oh, right. And, I'm assuming it's tremendous fun all getting that opportunity to play together?
Yes, we all like each other and there's no tension at all, which I think is a result of being older. That, you know, all of us have had dire experiences in bands and consequently realise that you're just there to, well, you work hard. You actually work hard being in a band. I mean, long drives, long waits. You know, and you've really got to be in top form all the time. There's no cheating.
Yeah.
But we enjoy each other's company. They're all really, really lovely men. So I'm pretty fortunate.
Yeah. And one of the questions I wanted to ask you is how you find the time to do all of this, to start new bands with everything else that you're doing there at the moment. You're doing all that advocacy musicians. You've stopped doing that?
I stopped doing everything. I don't know. I must have been April 2021.
Yeah.
I stopped
just
all
in
my
time
jobs.
For the pandemic.
I stopped all my jobs. I just I stopped doing the music programs at Bondo Beach. I stopped Support Act. I stood down from the PPCA board. I'd already stopped teaching a couple of years before. I was involved teaching copyright, which is, I really love doing.
Yeah.
But I just made the decision that it was time. I didn't have enough time left in my life because of my age to not dedicate the rest of my life to playing music. It was a real decision, you know, a really conscious decision. And you know, yeah, so that's what I did, stopped working.
Excellent. And so now sort of when you get up in the morning, it's just time to play music?
Well, I go to a rehearsal, a studio at Marrickville. I go to Soundworks. I hire a studio there, and I go there. I mean, I'll go there after this. I go two or three times a week.
Cool.
And practice different things because I have other projects as well. So I've always got a backlog of music I have to learn for somebody. And the other thing is I never get to practice with the Snarsky Circus Lindy Band because they're all in Melbourne. So I have to rehearse to the records, which is a bit boring, but that's what I do. So, but I mean, basically I know that material, but as I said, I get other projects and then I have to learn other people's works.
Okay, then. Look, Lindy, can I ask you to stick around quickly? Because I want to find out a bit more about these other projects that you got going on, but we better sort of focus a bit of time on the immediate project at hand. That's the Snarsky Circus Lindy Band. I'm going to play a song from it now. There's probably a story behind this one, but I don't know if I want to ask that of you or not. It's called Since I Slept With You, Everybody Wants to Sleep With Me. You're on 2SER Breakfast. I'm not about to ask anything rude. Eight 30 on a Wednesday morning here on 2SER. Look, I've got to do the weather and traffic now because it is 8:30. I've got to whip through this because basically it's not important. It's going to be 20 degrees and sunny today. It's cold now. Dress accordingly. Don't drive on the M4 motorway just past Prospect Highway in Prospect because eastbound traffic is affected. Expect significant delays. Also at the Bangor bypass at River Road in Bangor. The reason I want to whip through that is because it's not important. The important thing is at the moment we're joined by Lindy Morrison. Hey, Lindy, how are you going?
Very good, Danny.
That was your band, your new band that we listened to there, Snarsky Circus Lindy Band with Since I Slept With You, Everybody Wants to Sleep With Me. Normally it's Rob Snarsky on the lead vocals, but Shane O'Mara took the lead on that one, right?
Yes, he did. So that was a co-write I did with Rob. I wrote the lyrics to that because I've been trying to get him to write faster songs. So I was successful with that one. And as soon as Shane O'Mara heard it, because he produced the mini album, he went, "I'm singing that," and there was no stopping him.
Oh, and fair enough.
You can hear his guitars all over it. Obviously, he loved the song.
Yeah,
and he decided to give it the special treatment.
Well, I shan't ask you too much about the subject matter on that one because I don't want it to be some sort of, I don't want the Snarsky Circus Lindy Band to be some sort of Fleetwood Mac in the 70s situation. I guess Shane O'Mara there was trying to get
I am not having an affair with anyone in the band.
You heard it here first on Tuesday on Breakfast.
There is no lover for me in that band.
Well, I think, did Shane maybe want to get lead vocals on that one? Because the first track on the album is one entitled Shane O'Mara Wore Mascara, and he wanted to sort of get his own back. Is that what that's all about?
Well, that song's about a venue in outside of Melbourne in Castlemaine called the Theatre World Castlemaine. By the way, brilliant, absolutely brilliant venue, an old theatre, where they put the band up backstage.
Oh, yes.
It's pretty rough, actually, the accommodation, but one gets used to that. But there was a tree outside that stunk. It stunk like nothing, and it's a known thing, this tree, that stinks for a month every year. But it was the month we were there. It was disgusting. It was absolutely disgusting, and it turned us all into kind of, you know, like we became obsessed with the smell. And then Rob wrote the song about that evening.
Oh, wow.
And that's called Shane O'Mara wore mascara because I put mascara on him.
The mini album this is from is called Someone Said That Someone Said. It's out now. You're going to be playing some dates for that, which I'll give the dates for that in just a second. But you see, you've got other projects that you're working on at the moment. What are those?
Well, I'm doing, I'm playing in Dark Mofo with Arena Lucas, who was the singer-songwriter of Zero, the punk band I was in the 70s in Brisbane,
dominantly
female punk band. She does electronic music. She's known as Comrade Zero. And she and I are doing a collaboration where I play to her electronic tracks that she performs live. And she's got film as well.
That's amazing.
I'm working on that, you know, trying to think up kind of good parts to play. It's always tricky playing to tracks, electronic music, but I'm doing that. But I just came back from the UK where I recorded an album with a group called The Girl with the Replaceable Head in Newcastle-on-Tyne, who were once one of the members was from Hurrah. And then I worked with Rob Lloyd from the Nightingales, who had done an album with a woman called Janet Bean from Chicago. And I had to play the album live with them. And then we did a recording with the BBC. So I've just got back from that. And that was just fabulous.
Oh, so that's your next little while. So Dark Mofo, that's sort of mid to late June that's happening, isn't it?
I think the 10th of June, yeah. I mean, it's been a dream of mine to play Dark Mofo, so I'm really excited about it.
Oh, and for those closer to home, you'll be playing at the Great Club in Marrickville this Friday evening, and then for those in the mountains, at the Baroque Room in Katoomba on Saturday night.
Isn't that great? I love the Great Club. Absolutely love it. And everyone tells me the Baroque Room is a brilliant venue, so there you go. I'm lucky.
Oh, it's a beautiful place. And it's a beautiful album, and people, know if they see someone walking around Marrickville who looks a bit like Lindy Morrison, it's probably Linda Morrison. Thank you for joining us today.
No, Danny. Thank you very much for having me.
It's been an absolute pleasure. I've had such a wonderful day here doing the radio program. Before I let you go, well, let's play one of your side projects from the past. What are we going to listen to, Lindy?
So after the go-betweens, Amanda Brown and I did a band called Cleopatra Wrong.
Yes.
And this is Thank You. And the reason I'm playing this is that we are playing at the Sydney Recital Hall. She's got an album out herself.
Yes, she does. And we've been playing it here on 2SER. Been loving that new one from Amanda.
So the eight guitarists are playing that night and the Rob Snusky band is supporting her. So that's why I thought people should listen to her early works. Thank you.
Indeed they should. Lindy Morrison, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast.
See you later.
See ya. Here's Cleopatra Wong with Thank You. Thank you, Lindy.